Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right now. Ooh-wee. So, I'm out of town, kicking in, doing like good things, bad things, indifferent things, and all that good shit. And it's cold. Fuck. I guess, you know, what's to be expected? We are in the middle of damn winter, or winter just really kicked it off. Or is it still fall, winter? I don't know. Which one is it? Y'all know? I don't know what it is just yet, but I just know it's cold. And I know I can't wait to get my ass back to Houston where it's nice and warm because I'm freezing. I don't do well with cold climates and things like that. So I'm a little leery, you know. People say, well, you should date somebody and shouldn't, you know, hold the whole, well, they need to be in this vicinity or region in the warm area. Don't hold that against them if you live up in Baltimore or New York or somewhere in it. Man, look, I'm not asking that man to move, and he's not going to ask me to move. And I'm going to tell you right now, he up there where it's cold. He used to cold, probably have a leather coat in his closet. I don't think I do. If I do, the motherfucker's about 10 years old, probably. I mean, it's just, it's not even about how old the coat is. It's, I can't tell you if it was ever worn or when the last time it was worn. I mean, we had that big ass cold storm or whatever the fuck you want to call it that came through here last year. But, you know, we survived. Actually, that wasn't last year. That shit was earlier this year. And, you know, we survived it. But we still bent out of shape about it. I know I'm kind of fucked off about it. Like, I'm still kind of low-key mad. And think somebody owed me some change on it. Like, you know, owed me some new sheets. Shit. Now, don't ask me why I say sheets, because, you know, people just be grabbing for straws and shit when they mad about stuff. But anywho, so I was thinking about pacifiers. You know, those things that we use to make babies stop crying. You know, a lot of people call them titties. You know, titty baby, pacifiers. I was thinking about those things that we use to change the outcome with folks, the outcome with things, to change the narrative. Like, maybe like pacifiers or some shit like that. I don't know. Anywho, so I was wondering why I keep getting shortchanged. Like, just, I don't think I have good luck with men, and a lot of time I just put it off as me, and I'm not gonna lie, a lot of it probably is me. But, you know, it's like, well, damn, bitch, why do you keep picking up men like that? Like, you know, you pick up on it, and then I think maybe it's because I ain't give them no pussy. Because I mean, somebody kind of brought it to my attention, like, you not fucking, and you probably should. Like, you don't fuck people that ain't gonna bring no value to your life. Like, what you give him some pussy for? Like, if you think your pussy's A1, why would you give him any of it? I mean, I get it. Being horny, that's a young girl's game. You know, when you get this age, you're a lot more collected about what you want and don't want, what you do and don't do, and who the fuck you talk to and don't talk to. I don't know. The pacifier, though. Is the pacifier really a dick? You know, shape and coordinates of one kind of looks like a backwards introverted mushroom. I don't know. What is the pacifier in your life? So I really do think if you gave me a wad of cash or a couple of stacks or something, or the bag, I do think that is a great incentive and pacifier to, know, make me quiet, make me do a little bit of what you want me to do, at least act like I'm going to act right, you know. Maybe even have the direction of the narrative of acting right. You know, all of that and above. So, I don't know. the pacifiers in your life? What are the pacifiers in your life? I know that that's one. I like my home. My home pacifies me. Like, I like being at home. And, you know, motherfuckers like, oh, you a homebody, isn't that? Bitch, I pay every fucking bill in that motherfucker. Of course, I'm going to get my money's worth and sit my ass at my house. Fuck you and your whole stupid ass narrative of why you always at home. I'm not always at home, but when I am, bitch, I paid to be there. I paid, I clean it, I set it to the place of my own luxury. So why in the fuck wouldn't I be in my home? Okay? Okay? Okay. Long as we understand, it's okay to be in your home. Like, you need to see the inside of that motherfucker as often as possible. Enjoy it. You pay for it. You work for it. Why in the fuck not? Absolutely. If your house is so shitty that you don't want to be in that motherfucker, then that's you. Or if you just got enough money where you can pay for several and not be in any, that's you. I can't tell you what to do with your money, with your life, with your insight, with your wrongs, your rights. I don't give a damn either. But I can't tell you what to do with them. I can make some suggestions. And even those suggestions ain't shit because everybody's life and outcomes are different. Okay? Okay. Okay. But, hey, whatever the pacifiers are for you, I've already told you, pacifier for me pretty much is money. A short-term pacifier for me, yeah, because see, now when we get into pacifiers, you got pacifiers that'll shut you up, pacifiers that'll calm you, pacifiers that'll change your narrative, change your whole life. I don't know. I don't know that dick is one. I'm damn near repulsed by it. But you know what? I do believe that the right dick attached to the right motherfucker can be motivation. I do agree with that. I would call it motivation more than a pacifier. Because, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to get that to that level of submissiveness that you're envisioning in your head right now. I'm trying to get there. Not quite there. And I think it's because it takes the person, right? It takes the person to make you feel those type of ways where you just want to drop on your knees and put a dick in your mouth. That's taking a whole different motivation. That takes, for some people don't take shit. But, you know, that's okay because they're like on their knees with a dick in their mouth all the time. But for those of us who are like, you know, always on their feet, always on the go, we have to make things happen. Shakers, movers, making, paying bills, making money type chicks. That's not always going to be your narrative. And you may have to look at it and say, okay, who is that motherfucker attached to? Like, is it attached to the shitty ass personality? Is it attached to somebody else's fucking husband? What is that dick attached to? You know, before I make it my pacifier. Okay? Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's the narrative. We're talking about pacifiers. Oh, my gosh. I heard this really cool-ass song. I love songs that, you know, I have to listen to it once or twice to get what the fuck the artist was really talking about because it got me so geeked. And, you know, it's kind of like when I do these podcasts, at least especially in the beginning, you know, I'd have a title, but the podcast would have several meanings. Several meanings to flow along with that title, and it would just be like, ah, that creativity. And I love the creativity in artists that I listen to. And I heard this song called Candy Rain. I think that's what it was. And he talked about that Candy Rain IV, like you're just so sweet, and you just I want an IV with you just pouring into my veins. I can't get enough of you, right? Something to that effect. And then he just shot the whole picture with, damn, you know, how the fuck did you get married, chick? He basically allowed this woman just enough space. Now, this is your Candy Rain IV. Would you just allow just enough space for another man to step in and marry her? Man, what in the fuck is wrong with you dudes? Why is there not the commitment factor of, you know, I want you in my life. I'm going to do what it takes to have you in my life. Y'all just don't give a fuck. Y'all just gonna lose out every which way. And you deserve to lose every fucking thing. I don't have no sympathy for you. Fall on your ass, your back, and try to jump back on your feet. And you'll appreciate shit more. you appreciate if that woman was, you know, all that and then some in the bag of chips. You know, that's what we used to say back in the day. But anywho, you know, especially men, y'all grew up spoiled. Your mama pat a titty in your mouth. So y'all really can appreciate pacifiers. Okay? So if that woman is your pacifier, her left titty is your pacifier, right titty is your pacifier, whatever it is, you know, whatever the Tia Tamara type twin type thing going on in your mouth, whatever it is about that woman that makes her your pacifier, she makes things in your life go a lot smoother. She makes it make sense. She helps you elevate and be the best you that you can fucking be. Yeah, then she's your pacifier, okay? And treat her such. Treat that motherfucker like if you lost it, I could never find another one because that one was special. I bit it on the left. It sucks like this. Treat that motherfucker like you could never find another pacifier like this again. Yeah, like that. Just like that. One of the pacifiers in your life. You know, I believe I did a podcast about pacifiers before, but I didn't have quite the insight of what I wanted to say before. But I'm definitely telling you right now, the pacifiers in my life, things that can come into my life and change and shift the narrative, things that can come into my life and put me square ass on my feet and have me lined up with where I need to be. You know, it can be difficult to damn near impossible to change the direction and recourse of a misaligned motherfucker, okay? By whatever means necessary, I'm telling you, identify the pacifiers in your life, and some of them you might want to keep. Some of you might need to learn to spit that motherfucker out and don't ever use it again. Wean your ass off that shit. You know, have you ever seen a 5 or 6-year-old sucking on a pacifier? If you're too old, you're too grown, you're too done with that shit, pacifier out. Grow up. And that is what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.